This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast, rolling along here with Seth Payne. And Seth, we got some insight, or at least J.J. Watt's opinion, on how the Texans are currently dealing with contracts. And I'll just say this before we throw to the audio. It is really cool to be in a space with J.J. Watt and with, you know, I was there yesterday with the for the Texans practice, and there's all these, you know, some of your former teammates, a lot of guys that were just have been around or had been around before, and to see how so many are like now in good standing, or I should say how the team is in such good standing with them. It's been that way for a couple of years now since D'Amico got back. But now that's just kind of the normal thing now. And, you know, you think about how things ended with J.J. Watt and where they were then to where they are now. It's just a perfect kind of like circling of the wagons, if you will. But J.J. Watt was talking about, was this on with Pat McAfee?
Yeah, he was sitting, he was in studio with Pat McAfee yesterday.
Yeah, so in studio talking about how it's better for teams to take the approach that the Texans have clearly taken, and that's paying their guys that they're sure about anyway, paying their guys early. Here was J.J. Watt on that.
You're sending a message to the locker room. If you handle your business, if you do your job, we will take care of you. I look at the Texans with Nico Collins. Mm-hmm. His deal right now looks like one of the best deals in football because they took care of him early. He played well. They saw what he was doing. They took care of him early. Now they take care of Derek Stingley early. Next year, they're going to have to worry about C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson. Yep. They'll take care of them. It's just one of those things where if you show the locker room, do things the right way, we'll pay you, all of a sudden your culture handles itself. Yep. Because nobody in the locker room's in a corner talking about, I wonder if they're going to pay him. Are they not going to pay him? Everybody's just like, oh, wow, this place treats us good. We should treat them good in return.
Yeah, I feel like, though, Seth, this is twofold. J.J.'s making a good point here where it's good for the locker room, but also feel like it's good business. You can just tell me if you think I'm wrong here, but I feel like it's good for both parties, good for the locker room, good for the individual players to get the bird in hand, but also just good business to get ahead of what you can anticipate is going to be a contract situation at some point, whether you kick the can down the road or get it done early and not procrastinate with
it. Yeah, and I think as J.J. was talking about that, and I was thinking about Nico Collins, and obviously the big X factor is his injuries, and, you know, he tends to miss time every season. Can you get that hemmed up? And then it's 100% the best deal or a great deal. But I think that's not something the Texans aren't aware of. I think that when you look at the extensions that they've made, by and large, they're guys that you feel really good about, like, continuing to improve or keep their same level of play if they can stay healthy. There's no giving Albert Haynesworth a boatload of money after one good year. There's no concern, you know, if they give Will Anderson extension at the end of this year, there's no concern that Will Anderson all of a sudden is going to get complacent. There's zero concern that Derek Stingley is going to be complacent. Nico Collins not going to be complacent. That's the one big X factor in all of it. I could see the Texans get into a situation at some point in the future where maybe a guy is really performing, but he doesn't just quite fit the culture necessarily. And that at some point along the way, they would not extend that guy as a rookie after his third year. It might get a little contentious. It feels like with the Texans, they might try to trade him, you know, whoever that guy in the future might be. So this was all, they were discussing the Bengals and how they're handling Trey Hendrickson. And with Trey Hendrickson, that's a classic example of, man, boy, the Bengals said they were going to take care of Trey Hendrickson. Then Trey Hendrickson goes and goes way off, leads the league in sacks. And now their definitions of taking care of Trey Hendrickson don't jive necessarily. If you'd gotten ahead of that, you'd have Trey Hendrickson on a new deal already from last year, and you know, everything would have been fine. That's one scenario. It's not going to work out like that all the time. But I think that Caserio's doing it in a measured enough of a way and with shorter-term contracts that it's kind of like the Yordan Alvarez extension. You end up is like injuries might be an issue, but man, when the guy produces, you're getting so much production for so much less money than other guys around the league who really waited and maximized their value.
Yeah, and part of this that I feel like goes without saying is like the front end of being well-run. Like this part of being a well-run organization is taking care of your players early, getting ahead of the contracts, getting ahead of the books and all of that sort of thing. The front end of that, though, is drafting well. Like I don't want to overlook that part. Like part of the reason why you pay guys is because you've done a good enough job of drafting, identifying, drafting and developing guys. And that's something that I feel like the Texans deserve a lot of credit for, not just getting ahead of it, but also identifying on the front end guys that are hopefully in the long run going to be worth. Like Kenyon Green is more of the exception than the rule, right? They've got more guys then they don't that you want to keep around, that they are developing. It's the reason why, you know, they're an exciting young team. A lot of the excitement with the Texans doesn't have as much to do about what they brought in the offseason as much as what they were bringing back and what they've been developing over the last two or three seasons or so.
Oh, you know what else JJ said, Brandon, yesterday that was kind of an unceremonial end to a regrettable period in our lives. He definitively said, I'm retired. Oh. No chance whatsoever. There's not a single part of him that's hinting at or possibly suggesting that he might come back and play, which he had said before that last season. He said, this will be the last year that I'm going to be in this kind of shape. So he's officially done. There will be no more conversation about whether J.J. Watt is coming back to the Texans or any other team.
Yeah, and we knew that. I mean, he said he was squatting 455 in a public gym the other day.
He either said 405 or 455. Whatever it was way more than a retired football player should be doing.
Hey, that is an insane amount. I do wonder if, like, he was just saying that, hey, I'm not going to be working out like this and training like this forever. If you need me, go ahead and call me now. I do wonder if he was just lying about that. Like, maybe he is just going to train maniacally whether he's coming back or not. And in that case, screw you, JJ, for dangling that in our faces last year and making us think that you might come back.
No, him squatting 405 or 455 isn't actually – that's not evidence of a maniacal workout. He said he just did a few reps of it just for maintenance. So that's not so much weight that it sounds like, oh, he's trying to stay in peak form. If you were trying to stay in peak form, he'd be pushing it a lot harder than that.
But, you know,
he's in a public gym.
Yeah, I will say, though, like, when I saw him so we're talking about a year ago almost to the date at his charity softball classic that he had last year when he kind of gave that quote of, hey, I'm kind of still around and still thinking. I even thought at that time that J.J. looked great, like, obviously going to be in great shape, looked to be in outstanding shape, but he didn't necessarily look like football kind of big, like football J.J. I remember the first time I saw J.J. Watt, and his shoulders looked like the width of almost this table that I'm sitting at. And he just kind of looked like a larger dude who was in shape as opposed to like this menacing all-time pass rusher per se. That he looked like in his
heyday. Doesn't have a Danielle Hunter type of physique.
No,
he's a big, wide dude.
That's a great comparison because Danielle Hunter was there, right? Like, and so I could compare them directly to each other. Danielle Hunter was going to burst through the softball jersey that they had him wearing. Like, there was no softball jersey that contained what he had going on. And J.J. Watt clearly didn't seem like he was working out to that level. So maybe it's cool that we can kind of finally put that part to bed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
JJ, the last time I talked to him in the middle of I can't remember when I saw him in person, but he pointed out that he's only like, at the time he was only 5 pounds lighter than his playing weight, even though he did look a lot slimmer. I think there's two things there. One is if you're not training your neck, you're going to look a lot younger. And that's the exercise. You know, JJ's still squatting heavy. He'll figure that out in a couple years. You go through this phase where you're like, yeah, I'm just, because you can, you know, yeah, you can squat 455 like it's no big deal. At one point, your knees start to object. But I think he was like 5 pounds less. So he wasn't working his neck. I'm guessing that's one of the reasons. And then just if you're not taking creatine, you lose a little bit of the puffiness too. So that 5 pounds that he lost might be simply a scoop of creatine per day. And it's like I always felt like he could get back into his playing weight very, very quickly just by just training his neck and taking a scoop of creatine or two.
I do reflect on it now and just wonder like how much of that, like obviously it's not something that, it doesn't seem like something that they seriously consider. Maybe there were some conversations or some laughs had between former teammates or something to that effect about this possibly happening. But now I look back on it and just wonder how much of it was JJ just looking at the opportunity and wanting to get on a bandwagon that, to be fair, he would have had rights to. Like if J.J. Watt just wanted to hop on the Texans bandwagon, and we remember what it looked like this time last year when they're signing Danielle Hunter and they're trading for Stephon Diggs and they're trading for Joe Mixon and they're doubling up on this whole idea of what the rookie year was for C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson, and it's Super Bowl. We're going for the Super Bowl and all. We don't have nearly that same level of excitement about the Texans this year or optimism about them this year as we did last year. Based on the previous year and the way that they were leveling up, I do wonder now how much is that just J.J. Watt kind of just looking around and saying, hey, I still don't have that ring. I still haven't won that team accomplishment. This might be my best chance to do it. So let me just kind of throw this out there and get some feelers out, or maybe even just to talk about it, you know, just the idea that I could you know, be a part of a team like that, or a part of a team that could win, because that's the one thing that JJ didn't get to do.
Or he might have just also been like, you know what, I'm tired of this Net Jets life. I want my own jet. I'm going to go in. If I get a, if somebody offers me a Gulfstream, I'll play. Damn it. And it, that was the whole dynamic of it, where the Texans said, yeah, we'd love to have JJ back. And JJ saying, yeah, I might come back. The part that nobody ever wanted to talk about is like, okay, but for what price?
Yeah.
Because if JJ had just floated it out there that I'm going to play for the veteran minimum for a team that needs a defensive lineman going to the playoffs, he would have had multiple offers. So I do think there was some level of a price tag for him to come back. It wasn't going to be all about ring chasing, I don't think.
I think also JJ Watt probably wise enough to realize that retired life, especially when you've done as well as J.J. Watt did, probably better than playing football life. If it's just being honest, post-football life is going to be much kinder to J.J. Watt than the actual career was. So I'm pretty
especially,
sure
he
has
he's hanging out with his kids. Wait, does he have one child or two now?
The second is either on its way or here. So
yeah, they're still at a cute age, too. You know, the ideally you have kids early in your NFL career or very, very late in your NFL career. If you have an early in your career, usually what will happen is, okay, by the time they're 5 or 6 years old, you're like, oh, yeah, I got to get the hell out of the house. When they're in that cute and cuddly stage and you're recently retired, you're like, oh, this is the best. Oh, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Once they start acting like little sociopaths, that's where things go south.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's wait until his son is, it hits the terrible, that real belligerent stage. Not the terrible twos, but, you know, like 4 years old when they start to feel like they're actual people.
Yeah.
That's the challenge.
Yeah, put a pin in that as J.J. Watt's kids age and how J.J. has to reinvent himself to work way around.
Got to get out of the house.
The annoyance of the household. He's Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. Let's circle back to the Astros. And with the news that we got yesterday about Ronel Blanco, is it already time to start scouting sellers at the trade deadline? That's next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.